Judy, pointing to her yard. I can see your stupid atom sucker. The atom sucker was Andrew's latest invention. At noon today, it had shrunk them so small they could take a hike on the head of a pin. To get unshrunk, they had to get back to the atom sucker by 8:01 before it blew up. Andrew and Judy felt a gust of wind as Mrs. Scuttle's fly swatter swished by them. The fly flew in dizzy circles to get away. Floating through the air were things that looked like spiky ping-pong balls. Some of them got stuck in Judy's long, frizzy hair.
Meep, pollen, squeaked Thud. From flowers, make baby plants.
Oh, great, said Judy, trying to pull the sticky things out of her hair. I'm allergic to pollen.
Choo!
The fly swatter was right above them when Mrs. Scuttle let out a scream.
Harley, no!
Harley was Mrs. Scuttle's basset hound. He was standing next to the white fence. He was raising his leg. Suddenly, Andrew felt his stomach fluttering up to his mouth. The fly was going into a dive. The wind rushed against his face so hard he could barely keep his eyes open. The garden turned into a green blur. Andrew and Judy almost flew off the fly as it landed in the dirt. Their noses filled with strange, moldy smells. On one side of the fly was a huge leaf bristling with hairs. On the other side was the brick path. The fly crept along the ground. It stopped in front of a pile of shiny black goo and unrolled a fat hose from below its eyes. It dipped the hose into the goo.
Meep, fly eating, said Thud.
What's it eating? Asked Judy.
Meep, Udi not want to know, said Thud.
Yes, I do, said Judy.
Meep, bug poop, said Thud.
Ew,
said Judy. Let's ditch this yucky bug. She started unwrapping the stretchy strands of drastic elastic that Andrew had used to hold them on the fly. It was another one of Andrew's inventions. Don't tangle the drastic elastic, said Andrew. We might need it later. Judy finished unwrapping herself and handed the long loops of drastic elastic to Andrew. He snapped it like a yo-yo, and it shrank drastically. It was only as long as one of Andrew's fingers. Andrew tucked the drastic elastic into the secret pocket under his shirt collar. He zipped the pocket closed.
I'm out of here, said Judy, sliding down from behind the fly's eye.
Andrew followed her. Since they were as light as dust, they floated gently down. Suddenly, a scream rattled Andrew's ears.
Jeez Louise, Judy hollered. This is more disgusting than when we were flushed down the toilet.
Chapter 2. Barely There. Andrew landed next to Judy. He landed on something squishy. It was a transparent blob, and it was squirming. As far as Andrew could see, blobs and globs were wriggling over chunks of damp brown dirt. There were blobs that looked like hairy party balloons with mouths. There were globs shaped like rubbery pancakes that folded and flopped along. Wormy things wiggled over the others.
Meep, lots of little guys live in dirt, said Thud. Billions eat germs and dead stuff, recycle stuff, make food for plants.
Look at this one, said Andrew. He pointed to something shaped like a hairy basketball with a mouth. It was as clear as a plastic sandwich bag. In the middle, there was a much smaller, pillow-shaped creature tumbling around. Judy's eyes got wide. I think this guy's lunch is still alive. As Andrew bent over to get a better look, something whacked him from behind.
Oofers, Andrew yelled.
Eek, screamed Thud.
A black tentacle, long and fat and gummy, whipped around Andrew's chest. Parts of the tentacle puffed up like beach balls. The tentacle got tighter and tighter. Andrew could hardly breathe.
Thwunk!
Suddenly, the tentacle started to go squishy. Thick yellow goo oozed out all over Andrew. The tentacle let go.
Woofers, said Andrew, catching his breath. He turned around.
Judy wagged her ballpoint pen in front of Andrew's face. It was dripping with tentacle goo.
You owe me big time, bug brain, she said. I just saved your annoying life.
Thud, are you okay? Asked Andrew, reaching into his pocket.